conservative commentator Stephen Moore is out of the running for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. President Trump made the announcement on Twitter today, and it's the second person tapped by the president to drop out of consideration for the job. Joining us now is Robin Farzad. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, good to speak with you.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Moore had said some pretty unsavory things about women in the past. He follows the pizza executive Herman Cain, who withdrew his name not too long ago. What tipped the scales here against Moore?
Yeah, you had a bunch of Senate Republicans outspoken of their fact that they were going to be not comfortable with kind of rubber stamping this guy's nomination, even though he was out there telling the world that it was going to fly through the Senate. But maybe his most fatal flaw was coming out, I think, in a Bloomberg interview and disagreeing with this president's idea that the Federal Reserve should cut rates right now in this economic expansion. Maybe that was the death knell for him.
All right. Well, so bad news for the president, who had wanted to put his stamp on the Fed with both Cain and Moore. But Robin, before this story broke, I was actually planning to talk with you about another story. The USDA this week gave Philip Morris International the green light to sell a new tobacco product that uses heat, not a flame, to release a nicotine aerosol. What is this thing?
That's right. Heat, not burn. It's the IQOS. It's a snazzy-looking electronic pen thingamajiggy that heats a mini stubby cigarette. You're not getting the full combustible hit and carcinogens of a traditional cigarette that you light on fire, but everything else is, pun intended, up in the air.
Yeah. How is it different than an e-cigarette, which is already on the market?
Well, you know, you're actually using tobacco in this case, a smaller cigarette, and you are involving some element of heat. And Philip Morris USA insisted it is safer than the combustible cigarette, but public health advocates, they're skeptical. And the FDA, if you notice in its ruling, isn't outright declaring that the IQOS is safer than traditional cigarettes as much as it is a useful crutch to quit smoking.
It's interesting. The FDA has totally been going after the makers of e-cigarettes, mostly for advertising to kids and that sort of thing. I don't know. Isn't it a little odd to see the FDA now approving another device that is, you know, a little bit different, but kind of the same?
It is bizarre, and I've handled one of these. It's a beautiful device, very much like something you'd see in an Apple store.
Really?
Philip Morris does say this isn't big with the teens in the 47 or so international markets where it is available. But if you talk to marketing and tobacco watchdogs, you hear that it's impossible to expect cigarette manufacturers to resist kind of the siren call of marketing to young people. I mean, look at the last 40 years.
Yeah. So do you think people, older people or younger people or whomever, are actually going to smoke these things? If that's the right word, that may not be the right word. Use these things.
I think this speaks to a bigger existential problem for Philip Morris writ large, USA and international. And the time that it took to get this heat not burn device approved, Juul, we know, came out of nowhere and annexed swaths of cigarette and vaping market share.
Right.
And with the parent of Philip Morris USA now owning a big chunk of Juul, it's going to create some cognitive dissonance internally about which way you go. Do you destroy your traditional cigarette market by doubling down on these two alternative technologies? And what happens if Philip Morris reemerges with Philip Morris USA? Which technology do you push out globally?
When will we see these things in stores?
You're going to see it rolled out here first in Atlanta, and you'll likely see it pushed out to the rest of the country in the latter half of the year and in 2020.
All right. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, it's good to speak with you as always.
Likewise, Peter. Take care.